Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Greetings and good morning. Mr. Tommy Hart is a former Christian preacher minister. He is the author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Mr. Hart would like to share the findings of his 37-year study on the contents of the book commonly known as the King James Bible, but which Mr. Hart says is known by the Vatican as the Authorized Version. Mr. Hart has a unique logical approach to the Authorized King James Bible. Mr. Hart is not a Christian or a religionist. Mr. Hart counters the historical and current damage to black people with a level-headed analysis and wisdom unlike anything seen thus far. Mr. Hart has taken the Authorized King James Version, logically restructured its abstruse copulation, and separated truth from fiction and fable. He also successfully isolates, defines, and demonstrates with clarity who is meant by the terms Lord, all caps, Christ, and God. His premise is that the King James Version, written in 1611, is a book of law between the Pope, in other words, the Supreme Pontiff, the papacy, and the Gentiles, by people, exclusively and for the stressed purpose of subjugating all non-white peoples and the enslavement and subsequent complete destruction of Africans in particular. Mr. Hart's only bibliography is the King James Bible, the Authorized Version of the Roman Catholic Church, exclusively a product of the Vatican. Today, Mr. Tommy Hart, author of The Glorious Law of God, Parts 1 and 2, will present more unmistakable definitive signs of the presence of the God called by the Vatican in the Authorized Version Bible, after which he will speak on the Vatican's secret law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. See how they, the Vatican, legalized fraud, how that legislation has affected you, and, well, join Lawmaster for this informative hour. With regard to the undeniable Bible things Mr. Hart teaches, he has asked, why am I the only one teaching them? What does that say about me, and what does that say about others? Question of interest. Isaiah 45, verse 10. The Vatican has asked me, what hast thou brought forth? For my answer, tune in and learn of another amazing discovery by the Vatican. The question is, do you consider yourself to be worthy of truth? Do not consider yourself to be worthy of truth. You will hear and do absolutely. Click on the links down center column. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hart.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Welch, for that lovely introduction. Again, I say this is the Law of God broadcast. And we have quite a bit of information for you today. And we will begin. I want to first cite my authority for the things that I teach, the things that I will teach and bring forth in this lecture. The authority comes from the Authorized Version Bible, and with that means that the authority is given by the Vatican to me to do these things. Mark 13:22 in your Authorized Version Bible says, says, it gives a command. It, the command is show signs and wonders. I am to show signs and wonders. Mark 13:37 says, and this is the Vatican speaking, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Now that raises a question. Watch for what? Most of us have not been taught the things that we should be watching for. In this lecture, I will set forth some things that you are to watch for. They all come from the Authorized Version Bible. These are the things you are to watch for. I gave some of them last week, and I will finish that today. So I will go through this kind of speedily because it's a lot of information, so I will begin. These are the things we are to watch for. Psalm 44:21, he knows the secrets of the heart. When you hear someone talking about the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, that's a sign, but there are many more. 2, John 16:13, when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he will guide you into all truth. The important part coming out of that is you are to watch for this. He will guide you into all truth. John 16:13, whatsoever he shall hear or understand, that shall he speak. John 16:13, he will show you things to come. John 16:14, he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. And that's what I'm doing. I'm showing you things that have descended from the Vatican. All right? I'm showing you those things. John 5:46, he wrote of me. You will hear me speak of the Vatican and the papacy. And in my writings, you will see that I have written with regard to the Vatican and the papacy. All right. Psalm 139:16 says to me, thine eyes did see my substance, and I'm presenting that substance to you even as I speak. John 4:25, Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he, this is the important part, when he is come, he will tell us all things. Another definition for tell is show. He will show you all things that have descended from the Vatican with regard to the crucial matter of the content of the Authorized Version Bible. John 3:32, no man receiveth his testimony. I have received the testimony that the Vatican has set forth concerning me in the Authorized Version Bible. Revelation 1:11, what thou seest, write in a book. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. My writings consist of those things given in that commandment. That's Revelation 1:19 and Revelation 1:11. Acts 24:4, I pray thee that thou wouldest hear us. Okay? That's speaking about I am to hear the voice of the important information that the Vatican has set forth in the Authorized Version Bible. He says, I pray that you do that. Acts 28:22, we desire to hear of thee, what thou thinkest. All right? And the Vatican can get that from my written information as well as information that I give over these lines here. Acts 24:15, there shall be a resurrection of the dead. Acts 26:8, God shall raise the dead, all right? And I'll speak about that today, the raising of the dead. Daniel 2:22, he revealeth the deep and secret things, the deep and secret things which are hidden in the Authorized Version Bible by the Vatican, Rome, Italy. Daniel 2:29, he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Daniel 2:28, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Remember, keep in mind, these are signs that you are to watch for. All right? And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm revealing the secrets which the Vatican has hid in the Authorized Version Bible. Job 28:11, the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. I'm doing that. You will see that in my speech as well as in my writings. Michael 7:9, he will bring me forth. I'm doing that even as I speak now, showing you that it is the Vatican's voice in the Authorized Version Bible. The content has descended from the Vatican. It is the Bible content, the crucial matter of Bible content, is the voice of the Vatican. Okay. Michael 7:9, he will bring me forth. I'm doing that. Psalm 94:11, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of man. And, of course, we can see the thoughts of man in the Authorized Version Bible, things that I am bringing forth that have descended from the Vatican. Psalm 91:15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Jonah 2:2, thou heardest my voice. That's what the Vatican is saying to me. I have heard the voice of the Vatican in the Authorized Version Bible, and I am making known to you, the people, the things which I have heard and understood. Okay. Moving right on. Zechariah 1:19, he answered me. These are signs, remember. I have answered the Vatican in that I have heard his voice and I have given answer to his words. All right. Even as I read the authority to show signs and wonders, I've heard that and I'm doing that. Even now, I am showing signs of the presence of God on earth. Show signs and wonders. He answered me. Psalm 94:1, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. All right. Isaiah 58:7, hide not thyself. Proverbs 1:24, the Vatican says, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. No man in the Authorized Version Bible is a secret name for God, a secret name the Vatican has given an application to God. 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And the things that I present to you are directly and straight from the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Okay. Proverbs 29:24, he hears cursing and bewrays it, or he reveals it. He hears cursing and reveals it. I have revealed the Vatican's curse against Africa and its inhabitants. I have done that previously. He hears cursing and reveals it. Job 11:11, he sees wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? And I'll be speaking of that today. All right. Job 10:6, thou inquirest after mine iniquity and searchest after my sin. I have done that, and these things with that. I know some of this won't come up today, but it will come up. Of course, it's in my book, The Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. 1 Corinthians 6:14, God has raised up the Lord. Job 41:25, he raises up himself, and you will hear of those things. These are all signs of the presence of God that the Vatican has commanded in the Authorized Version Bible that you should watch for. All right? Ephesians 5:14, Christ shall give thee light. Christ shall give thee light. Light is knowledge. Christ shall give thee knowledge. I am giving you knowledge of things in the Authorized Version Bible that have descended from the Vatican. Psalm 85:12, the Lord shall give that which is good. All right? That's what I'm doing. Truth is good. Honesty is good. All right? The Lord shall give that which is good. The Lord says, the Vatican says to me, I consent unto the law that it is good. And here he is talking about the law of God, parts 1 and part 2. Psalm 118:5, the Lord answered me. Okay. the Lord answered me. That's exactly what I have done in my lectures, in my speech, in my book. I have answered the Vatican. Exodus 19:19, God answered him by a voice. I have answered the Vatican by my speech and by my written content. The Lord answered me. God answered him by a voice. These things are unmistakable. These are definitive. These are incontrovertible. These are undeniable signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. No man being a secret name for God in the Authorized Version Bible. Psalm 18:13, the highest gave his voice. I'm just speaking about that. I'm giving my voice. I will send my voice to the Vatican. That is my findings. The Law of God, Part 1 and 2, I will send those things to the Vatican. Isaiah 31:4, he will not be afraid of their voice. I am not fearful of the voice of the Vatican, that voice being the crucial content of the Authorized Version Bible. 2 Samuel 22:7, he did hear my voice, a confirmation, a sign. He did hear my voice. I have heard the voice of the Vatican in the Authorized Version Bible, and I have answered and am answering the Vatican as a result of hearing his voice in the Authorized Version Bible. Jonah 1:6, God will think upon us. And, of course, my information shows that I have thought upon the Vatican, the papacy, and the Gentiles. I have thought upon them. All right? And we have just a few more here. Psalm 102:16, he shall appear in his glory. That glory is the written word from God. All right? And in that glory, God manifests himself to the Vatican. Hebrews 10:5, a body hast thou prepared for me. The Vatican says, a body hast thou prepared for me, the Vatican. I have prepared a body for the Vatican, that body consisting of my written work, my written composition. 2 Kings 22:2, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And the things that I am doing, they are right in my sight. Psalm 107:12, he brought forth their heart. Now, the Vatican actually wrote, he brought down their heart. What I have done, I have discovered the heart of the Vatican as it is hidden in the Authorized Version Bible, and I have brought that heart forth. I'm bringing forth the things that I have found in the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Matthew 12:18 and Isaiah 42:1, he shall bring forth or make known judgment to the Gentiles. So this information is has a lot to do with the Gentiles, the Vatican, and the papacy. Luke 24:27, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And isn't that what I'm doing as I speak now? I'm doing that now. Mark 15:32, that we may see and believe. Amos 3:7, he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Actually, I'm revealing the secret to the servants, the Gentiles, the Vatican, the papacy. All right? So it's not just to the prophets, it's to all the Gentiles. The Vatican, first to the Vatican, then to all the Gentiles. Okay, Proverbs 8:24, he brought me forth. As I speak about the Vatican and the papacy, I'm fulfilling that statement right now. Okay, Leviticus 6:4, he shall restore the lost thing which he found. Wonderful. I have restored the Law of God, parts 1 and 2, that I have found hidden in the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. People, ladies and gentlemen, Those are about 46 or 47, somewhere around in there. Those are about 40-something signs of the presence of God on earth. You were told, you were commanded to watch. I have just given you things that you are to watch for. All right? Because the Vatican has been expecting God for a long time. The Authorized Version Bible was first published, they say, in 1611. They have been waiting on these things, the things that I have prepared, for a long time. The time has now come that these things are coming forth. All right, let me look at my outline now. So don't forget those signs. Those are unmistakable, incontrovertible, undeniable, precise things to look for in the watch for the one the Vatican has expected for years to come. I say to you today, he has come, he is here, and as the signs said and show, I am here. Okay, kind of lost my thought there, but let's move on. All right. We have coming up a lecture on the Vatican's secret law of Passover. But first, let us hear these points to remember, after which Mr. Welch can give announcements, whatever announcements he has. But let me first present these points to remember. Okay. About the Authorized Version Bible and God. About the Authorized Version Bible, it is a book of highest authority and law containing crucial information intended for God. God has received that information from the Vatican via the Authorized Version Bible. God has received that information. God has acted on that information. God is continuing to act on the authority of crucial Bible matter intended for and received by God. Take a look, if you will, at Matthew chapter 22, verses 30 through 31. Matthew 22, verses 30 through 31. 22:30. Okay, I will read it. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. This verse right here is of particular interest. Verse 31, but as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, here is what God has said. It asks, have you not read that which was spoken to you? All right? We are now living in the day of God's fulfillment of Vatican prophetic statements as they have been set down in the Authorized Version Bible and now brought forth by God. Listen. That means we are living in the day or time of the resurrection. Time of the resurrection has come, and we are in it. Digging deeper, what is truth? Truth is God has raised the dead. God has raised the crucial matter that was concealed in the Authorized Version Bible. The statement in Matthew 11:5 has come to pass. The dead are raised. God is fulfilling Bible crucial matter. Let's turn to Matthew 11:5. Matthew 11:5 says these words. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. That statement there is a multiple choice statement. I am to take out the one that is true and applicable to God and with God. And that statement there is the dead are raised. That has come to pass. And the raising of the dead has to do with God raising the crucial matter of Bible content, people. It has nothing to do with anyone raising graveyard dead bodies. Okay? Keep in mind the things, the signs that I gave you. Signs to watch for. All right? Let me say this too. You should listen closely to this information, because if you miss bits and pieces of it, you won't get the correct understanding, people. This is serious matter. This is serious information. Take it seriously. Seriously, it is real. Okay? God has raised the dead. God has raised the crucial matter of Bible content. Now, let me read these few other things, points of interest, points to remember about the Bible and God. The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book. In the Authorized Version Bible, the Vatican speaks to God. The Authorized Version Bible is a law book, and God is not a religious personality. The Authorized Version Bible contains secrets which God has brought forth and is bringing forth. God has understood and captured the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. God, the Lord, is presently, listen carefully, a living, visibly real, talking, walking, eating, and drinking being. God has analyzed the content of the Authorized Version Bible and found it out. God has brought forth from Bible content the law of Passover, the anti-Africans' papal objectives, the Vatican's promises made to God, false or confessions of the papacy, of course, and other matter as well. Not to exclude the law of God, parts 1 and part 2. God has increased our knowledge of Bible content. God has written a book called The Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. Let me say this. When we talk of God and the Bible's God, we're not talking about something up in the sky that's going to do something. There's nothing up in the sky that we know of, that men know of, that will do anything having to do with the signs, the 40-something signs that I set forth at the beginning of this program. Some being on earth has to do those things. That being, the Vatican calls God. Okay? Whosoever does those things, the Vatican calls that information, that individual, God. Follow me closely, listen carefully, and as the Vatican has directed you, watch, listen, learn. All right? God has written a book, the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God, in answer to the Vatican's demands. Okay? God has been called by the Vatican to come here and reign over the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are the people who invaded Africa, conquered its people, took control of its territories, lands, and resources, scattered many Africans, many black people, treated black people terribly. You know the story. You know the story. Bought and first they dehumanized black people and put them in the category of merchandise that can be bought and sold. Those are the people the Bible calls, the Vatican calls, Gentiles. That is their true sacred name, Gentiles. Okay, they call themselves white people now, but they are still Gentiles. I have raised that term. I have openly raised the term Gentiles or Gentile. I have resurrected that term because the Gentiles don't use that term openly. Okay? So in a way, I have raised that term from the dead, Gentile. And in my experience, I have found some black people who are afraid to call them Gentiles. Okay? But that's their business. Let's move on. All right. God has come and answered the Vatican's call. And remember, I'm talking about the God that the Vatican, the one that the Vatican calls God. You may not call him God. All right? So keep these things in mind. Think straight, hear carefully, and learn, and grow intellectually. All right? The Authorized Written Bible is the one medium used by the Vatican to get God's attention and commune with him. The crucial matter of the Authorized Written Bible by which the Vatican talks to God is of the highest authority. It cannot be taken back. It must be honored openly by the Vatican and the Gentiles. Without God and the crucial information coming from God, Bible crucial matter is incomplete, unfulfilled, and dead. There again, I have come and raised the dead referring to the crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible, sent down by the papacy. And lastly, God has raised the crucial matter of Bible content. Therein lies the resurrection of the dead. Those are crucial and vital points to remember. The signs, the 40-something signs that I gave, are very important information for your learning, for your taking heed to, because they do a specific thing. They are set for a specific purpose, that purpose being to identify God, to recognize God, the one the Vatican calls God. All right, let's be clear on these things. Do not misquote me, okay? Say, if you're going to say or repeat something I said, make sure you repeat it exactly as I said it, okay? All right, Mr. Welch, are you there? Mr. Welch?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Hartman.
Okay, you have any announcements? If so, do that. Give those announcements now, please, at this time.
Concerning
the links and all.
Oh, the links.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the audience out there, if you have the opportunity, there are two links where you can pick up the manuscript. That web address is www.inlightstone.net. That's INLIGHT stone.net. And for YouTube, that address is www.youtube.com/user/Law of Gods. Okay, Mr. Hart. And looks like we're waiting on Mr. Hart to call back in. Somehow we dropped. He dropped. Moving right along. You can go to the website for the manuscript and download it, and pay $12 for a PDF. You can immediately download it to your hard drive and have a look at the manuscript, the Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God by Man. Mr. Hart, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it looks like we lost you there for a second.
For a second, that was my fault.
No problem. If you want to...
Okay, thank you. Yes, people, keep those things in mind and do check out the things that he has presented to you. So now we have talked about the signs of the presence of God. We have pointed out things that are good for you to remember as relates to and with things that will help you in your understanding of the things that I'm talking about and help you in your understanding of Bible content. Okay? These are very important things. That's a good point that I brought out, and just let me make a statement on it, that we are living in the day of resurrection. We are living in the day of resurrection. We are living in the day of the time of God, the time that the Vatican God is on earth and doing things as the Vatican has dictated to him, ordered him to do, and that is super. That is very good to be alive in this day and time when Bible crucial matter is being fulfilled before our very eyes and being fulfilled in our hearing. That is a wonder to behold. All right, now we will move on to the next part of the lecture, which has to do with the Vatican's secret, law of Passover. Without further delay, let us get on with it. Now, this is a very important law. Keep in mind, too, that this has been a secret law. The Vatican hid this law in Bible content, and of course, I have brought forth this law. Let me first read a portion of that law to you. Because of time, I won't give the references. I'll just read statements constituting that law. This is the Vatican's secret law of Passover, which the Vatican has commanded the Gentiles. All right? Let me say this about the law. This Passover law has been in effect for years. I know it has been in effect since the enslavement era. All right? I know that once all slaves worldwide were emancipated at the order of the Vatican, that this law surely went into effect if it wasn't already at that time. Okay? let's hear some of the things that are written in the law. The Bible asks the question, what is written in the law? These are things that are written in the Vatican's secret law of Passover. Follow me. The Vatican commands the Gentiles, follow me. I will be quiet, forgetting, overlooking intentionally those things, former things, which are behind. What are some of the things? Let me just read straight through. I love to talk on these things. Let me just read straight through. Okay. Remember ye not the former things. Rest and be still. And still there means quiet. Hold thy peace. Be silent. Keep silence. Keep there means observe silence. Now, the Passover law is called, I call this law, the Vatican's secret law of Passover, the law of, what do I call it? The law, because I'm getting ahead of myself, people. The law of something like violence and deceit, but that's not it. I get it after a while. Keep silence, observe the law of Passover. That's what that means. Be silent. Take heed and be quiet. These things are written to the Gentiles. They're not written to black and other non-Gentiles. There is no remembrance of former things. That is an effect of the law. But yet, what is written in the law is, goes on to say, be still, hold ye your peace. Keep the Passover to your God. Let us be silent. Let us know among ourselves what is good. Keep in mind, the Vatican is talking to the Gentiles. Let us know among ourselves what is good. Let us be silent. Prophesy deceits. Did you hear that? Prophesy deceits. That means preach, teach openly deceitful things. Prophesy not in the name of the Lord or the name of the Vatican. Okay? Forsake ye not my law. Hold my tongue, touch me not. Did you hear that? Touch me not, the Vatican instructs the Gentiles, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. Now, that's a secret law, and those are some of the things that make up that law. Some of the important things coming out of that law are, there is no remembrance of former things. That's the effect that the Vatican wants the law to have upon the people. There is no remembrance of former things. Former things having to do with truth of Bible content. Former things having to do with the trafficking in slaves. Former things having to do with the Gentile takeover of the land of Africa and its inhabitants. The former things having to do with the destruction of black people, black civilization in Africa, as it was before the Gentiles invaded Africa, conquered it, and took control of its people and resources and all. There is no remembrance of former things. That's the effect the Vatican wants the law to have on the Gentiles. Another thing is, my people have forgotten me. My people have forgotten me. That's an effect that the Vatican wants the law to have on the Gentiles. My people have forgotten them. Take, for instance, you know, I asked the question this, why am I the only one teaching the things that I teach? And I would like for Mr. Welch to inform me when we have about, say, 10 minutes left in the program. All right? Why am I the only one teaching the things that I teach? The things that I teach come straight from the Bible. I teach raw Bible information. Raw Bible information. That's undeniable. Why am I the only one teaching these things? All right? Such as the law of Passover. Such as the law of the Vatican's curse against black people. okay? Things, why am I the only one defining the Bible, the authorized version Bible? Why am I the only one exposing the body of Bible content? I taught on that a few weeks ago, all right? Why am I the only one talking about the secrets and making known, disclosing the secrets that are hidden in the Bible? I know I said once before, don't let anyone tell you there are no secrets in the Bible. There are secrets in the Bible, but the Bible says that. The Bible says that. Don't let anyone tell you there are not any mysteries in the Bible. The Bible talks about it and calls them mysteries and secrets. Why am I the only one teaching on these things? What does that say about me? What does that say about others who are teaching supposedly on Bible content, but don't touch on any of the things that I talk about? All right? Okay, the secret law of the Vatican's Passover law. There is no remembrance of former things. My people have forgotten me. Now, here's a very important point in the law right here, where he says, prophesy not in the name of the Lord, and the Lord there representing the Vatican. All right? Now, we know that the Lord also represents God. All right? Now that God has come. But before God, Lord is a reference to the Vatican and the papacy. All right? The Gentiles do not teach as I teach. Because as I teach, I make things clear. Like the Vatican said this. You may read something and say, Job said this, or Joseph said that, or Moses said this. All of these things are written by the Vatican. The Vatican has said these things that are in the Bible. I make that clear. Gentile preachers cloud and obscure the issue. I make the issue clear. Now, because the Gentiles obscure the issue, black ministers obscure the issue, all right? We don't get anywhere. Prophesy deceit. The things that are taught in the church world now are deceitful things. Deceitful things. They are lies. They are lies. And the law, this law, calls for it. Prophesy deceit. You look up the definition of deceit. Dishonesty, lies, telling lies. And I read from the Confessions of the Vatican a few weeks ago where the Vatican acknowledged that they hide themselves under falsehood and other points as well. All right, but these are important points coming out of it. Prophesy deceit, prophesy not in the name of the Vatican, okay? And 2 Kings, let me just read this, and that they, the Gentiles, were commanded that they should not make the Vatican known. The Gentiles were commanded in the law of Passover that they should not make the papacy known. The Gentiles are commanded in the law of Passover that they should not make truth known before God, before the coming of God. All right? Hold thy tongue, touch me not, the Vatican says. So the Gentiles in their preaching do not touch on the Vatican or the papacy. They'll talk about Jesus, they'll talk about Moses, they'll talk about all that other verbiage, but they are commanded not to touch the papacy or the Vatican. And the Gentiles obey that. All right? Okay, let me read now.
Well, before you do that, Mr.
Yes, go ahead.
10 minutes remaining.
10 minutes remaining? Okay, thank you. All right. Now let me read these things having to do with the Vatican secret law of Passover. I have answered the question, what is written in the law? I have read excerpts from the law. Now, this question is raised. Is the Vatican's Passover law sin? Let me say this. The Vatican's Passover law constitutes fraud. So the Passover law is fraudulent. Yes, it is indeed fraudulent. What do we know and what do we have? We now have the established Passover law in codified form. We can see it, handle it, read it, and understand it. I just read from it myself a few minutes ago. We know the Passover law is a dishonest law. It works fraud. Then who has been defrauded? Black people and other non-Gentile people have been defrauded. Who has ordered the fraud? The papacy and the Vatican have commanded the fraud or ordered the fraud. Who has committed the fraud? The papacy, the Vatican, and the Gentiles have committed the fraud. The papacy is the face and voice of the Vatican. That is, the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church now is the face and voice of the Vatican. So what has the Vatican's God concluded? I have thus concluded the bedrock of the Church, of which the Pope has been the head, and with respect to its teachings, is the Vatican's dishonest and fraudulent law of Passover. Bedrock, meaning a secure foundation, basic principles, or facts. So with respect to the Vatican's law of Passover, what has the Vatican put forth? Answer. With respect to the Vatican's law of Passover, the Vatican, Vatican City, Rome, Italy, has put forth a law legalizing fraud and dishonesty in that the Vatican's law of Passover calls for the concealment and withholding of information and evidence, and it calls for the practice of lying, overlooking, and misrepresenting the facts, teaching deceit, hiding, and covering the truth. Its name is befitting. It is the Vatican's law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. Those the above are the things we know, and the Vatican's law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit, is that which we have. We know what we know. We know what we have. Now the question is, what can you do? Answer. You can unite with God. You can remember and hold dear the things you are hearing and learning, things which have come from the Bible's God, the Vatican's God. You can take a stand in defense of the things you are hearing and learning. You can be courageous and let others know your stance, your support of God, your love of truth, and your willingness to stand up and fight in defense and support of the things you are hearing and learning. Stand up for truth. Join in the battle against deceit. These are the things you can do. Final word. What have I done? I have brought forth a Bible secret. I have given you light or knowledge on the Vatican's secret law of Passover. I have disclosed the Vatican's ill will toward blacks and other non-Gentile people. Bible matter is being fulfilled. Do you give a darn? Do you consider yourself to be worthy of truth? If you do not consider yourself to be worthy of truth, listen, you will do absolutely nothing in response to the things you are hearing. This God thinks you are worthy of truth. Brother Welch, that ends my lecture.
All right.
You are there.
We have 5 minutes remaining in the broadcast here. What I'd like to do this time is remind the listening audience that you can go to enlightstone.net and pick up a copy of the manuscript, and also visit YouTube, www.youtube.com/user/law of gods. You will be able to view videos of Mr. Hart's presentations, please tune in next week to the broadcast where Mr. Hart will continue with Bible content.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, with 4 minutes remaining, if anyone has any comments and would like to call in, now would be the time to do it. If you have any questions. If not, we'll go ahead and close out the show.
Okay. We're still on.
It's a very interesting, Mr. Hart, this law of Passover, being that
mm-hmm.
it's a law where mm-hmm. the Vatican is telling its people, the Gentiles, to basically what you're saying is to lie by omission is what they would say in a court of law,
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I just find that amazing, that mm-hmm. here it is that we have virtually an entire society that is built on, this is proof. This is proof that an entire society is built on mm-hmm. deception.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not to mention the reign of terror that, we go through on this, as a result of the things that have been written and have come out of the Vatican.
Right.
And I've said this before, it just is evidence that, we're dealing with a psychopath.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know that that may be harsh for a lot of people to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a clear distinction between what can be, termed spiritual versus what is, what we think is religious. And I was speaking with someone the other day who was talking about the 2 billion Christians on the planet, that is the proof that
mm-hmm.
of the Bible. And I had to make a correction. I told the person, I said, I beg to differ. I believe that the numbers are less than 2 billion. In fact, there are under 400 million, because as you've stated before, the Christian is of the same race as the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pope, of course, is white, European, and
mm-hmm.
The numbers are smaller. I said, and the rest of us that believe in this religion of Christianity, they're not. You can't really call them Christians. They're just I call them hostages.
Okay. Good term for them.
They're being held hostage. Their mind is held captive, with the religious rhetoric that's coming out of the Vatican. Verse
mm-hmm.
and Passover, that you're explaining to the audience is, them. How should I say this? The covering up of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down to 1 minute remaining. I'm sure the music will kick in here in a moment. Do you have any closing comments you'd like to say, Mr. Hart, at this time?
The only thing I would like to say is that remember the things you are hearing. Download the program. You can have it. You can listen to it at your pleasure. And as I've admonished during the screening there, these are serious things. Treat them as serious things. Okay? Treat them as serious things. Don't be afraid. Grasp the truth as you hear it. Embrace the truth. Stand up. Fight in defense and support of the truth. The truth will prevail. I believe that. And with God bringing us the truth, let's not miss out on this opportunity Don't miss out on the opportunity. Receive truth, stand up and support truth. Until the next time, thank you. Mr. Welch? Hello? I am wondering if we are still on in the chat room. Hello? 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 Can anyone hear me? If you can hear me, call in. Call me.